Mara kafa al piya. So we are still speaking about a kaveres. Before we were speaking about a kaveres, that was Gvoya Yud. Was a tall kaveres. Now we're speaking about a shorter kaveres. Kafa al piya. He threw it when it fell, it was upside down. That means the shalayim, the bottom of the kaveres, was on top, and the opening of the kaveres, the mechitzas of the kaveres, were facing the ground. So the halach is as follows. Shiva umashuhu chayiv, shiva umachze potah. So it matters how tall the kaveres is. If it is shiva umashu, it is chayiv. Shiva umachze potah. Let us see Rashi. Kafa al piya vizolka, and he threw it. Ha'eina rechava vovkoi. This is speaking about that the kaveres is not rechava vov. L'chayre, in other words, Rashi wants to say it does not have the area of dalet al dalet. So this kaveres is not a reshus hayochet. Zayin u'mashuhu chayiv. If it is Zayin u'mashuhu, if the goyva of the kaveres is Zayin u'mashuhu chayiv, im gvoya Zayin u'mashuhu, if the height is a Zayin and a mashuhu, a Zayin chayiv, so when he throws it, he'll be chayiv. V'chol shkein p'chusa mika. If it is less than Zayin u'mashuhu, zicha be chayiv. Ela filu gvoya zayin umashu. The chiddush is afilu it is gvoya zayin umashu. The ikal levema hoyel umichitzaiseho lemata. Since the mechitzais of the kaveres are facing down, v'kaimolon aloch lemoishe mesinai damrinen lovut. Aloch lemoishe mesinai, we say lovut. Let us see the hagos abach. So afilu hochi chay. So even though when the kaveres will start falling, so as soon as the kaveres will enter the area of a mashahu less than 3 tfachim samuch lekalke, we will be able to say lovut, and we will extend the doifnei hakaveres till the ground. The chimata p'chusa legimel. So even though we'll say lovut, afalochi chayiv, he's still chayiv. Why? The chimotye poches mi gimel samach lekalke. Because the minute it comes less than gimel tvachim samach lekalke, va'omer behem lovut, and then we'll say lovut, so we will assume that the doifnei hakaveres are now yud tvachim, va'havi hanoche, and we will consider ki'ilu the kaveres rested on the ground. So we have a kaveres, theoretically, that is 10 tvachim high, 7 in amashu and metzias, and the, in 3 minus amashu al slovut. Akati kula ba'ave rishus harabim hi, v'chaye. So what did he do? He threw a keli, which is yud tvachim. This keli is not a rishus, because it is not reicheva. If it would be a reshus, so then he would be potter by Zayin u'mashu, because it would be considered Rashi l'shitos. Rashi learns that the chiyev zrike is only on chafeitzim, not on reshuyos. So if this would be reicheva, it would have a shame reshus, so then a Zayin u'mashu who would also be potter. Therefore, Rashi had to say it is speaking about that it is not reichevot, so it will never become a reshus, it will never become a reshus ayochet. Agav urche, this tekteira of Rashi, that if it would be reichevot, you would be potter on Zayin u'mashuhu. So this is a very debatable statement. The Ritva Tainis, afilu will assume that Rashi is correct. When a person throws a reshus, he is potter. That is davke when the etzem keli has a shame reshus. this kaveris that is zayin umashu, the etzem keli, is not a reshus. 1 second, when it's in the process of falling, it gets ke'ilu, it's yud tochim. But that wouldn't give it a shame reshus to patar achiv de raisa of zrikas kelim. But Rashi doesn't seem to hold like that. Rashi holds that if it would be roichev vov, and it would become a reshus al yedei lovut, then he would be potter, because that also would be considered zrikas reshuyah. So our kaponim Rashi says that we are not speaking about a keveret that is rochevo. Avol gavoye zayinu machza, but if this keveret is gavoye zayinu machza, it is more than a zayinu mashu. V'hu adin l'shnei mashuhin, that shnei mashuhin would also have the same din. So then the din is potter. Then he will be potter. Why will he be potter? The chimoto lepoches mishloisha somach lekalke. Because the minute this kaveres reaches the area of poches mishloisha somach lekalke, omrinen lovod b'mechitzai seho. So we will extend the mechitzes a kaveres ad ha'oretz. Varei hi kumonachas. As soon as the mechitzes reach the ground, so it's ki'ilu it's munach on the ground. So now, if the kaveres is zayin tfochim and two mashayin, so it is considered that as soon as it enters the area of poches migimel, we consider it is munach al ha'oret, and in this matzev there is a mashahu lemaylo miyud. In this there's a mashahu lemaylo miyud. So it comes out that b'shas hanoche, it is me'ugid to l'mayla miyud, which is a mokim p'tur. So therefore, he did not make a complete hanoche in the reshus harabe. The mechimot ala tinochem adolosh navrashi. The mechimot ala poches mishloisha samach lekaka mrinen lovet b'mechitza yisrael. Varei hi kemunacha. So soon as the mechitzes reach the karke, it is considered its munach, even though it is still falling. That we were ma'ira yesterday, the Ritzvan Daran asked this kashan Rashi. Why should you consider its munach if the mechitzes can't support it? But al kaponim Rashi seems to hold like that. Varei hi kemunacha. So the minute the lomdeshe mechitzes of the kaveres reach the floor, so it's resting on the floor. Nimtzo shuleho lemaylo meyasorim. So the shulayim of this kaveres, which is shive ushnei mashion or shivo machze, so this b'shas hanoche, the shulayim is higher than asorat vochim. Ve'einei noiche kulo b'rshu sorabim. And it is not completely munach b'rshu sorabim. So therefore, so it comes out, he threw a kaveres into the Rishus Arabim, that a chelik is ma'uget to amokim p'tur, so he's potter. So why did he say that it is speaking about kofo al piyo? Why did he say he threw it upside down? Or by us, that's how a beehive looks. U'bishaloi kofo leka lemei melovut. If he would have not have turned it upside down, then you can't say lovud. The loyemrinen lovud, elo b'mechitzes. You can only say lovud if you have a mechitze. So if the kaveres is upside down, the shalayim is on top, and the mechitzes of the kaveres are facing down, so we have mechitzes over here, then we can use the halacha of lovud, and when it comes to toich gimel, we will extend the mechitzes. But if he would throw it with the shulayim on the bottom, so there's no lovut. You cannot extend, there's no din lovut from a dover otum, from something that doesn't have a teres mechitze. So therefore, filo shiva machze would also be chayim, because you don't have any lovut. So shiva machze, when is it called munach ba'oretz? It's called munach ba'oretz as soon as it reaches the earth. So when it reaches the earth, so b'meila, then it's munach kulay b'shus harab. And this halacha stems with Abaye also. Even though before Rove, there was a machlokes Abaye v'Rove, that Rove said, afilo ein rechove vov potter yefshel kraymi yeshel konish yalo lamayla miyasore. Rove was the one that was machadish the din of Mu'ugid b'mokim p'tu. So he says, Abaye is also moide to this yisoid. V'amilse bein l'Abaye bein l'Rove. The Abaye nami moide debinen hanoche kula b'rshus harabim. This isn't Rav is a shtik teira. Abaye is also moide that in order to be mechuyev, the chayvet has to be completely munach b'rshus harab. Ala the Abaye loy choshev kremius. Abaye holds the small, minute chutei hashasi, which are sticking out of the kaveres. This is, does not, we don't reckon with that. So we don't say that the keli is not munach b'shus harabim because of these kremius which are sticking out. I will boho, but if the shulayim of the kaveres is sticking out l'maya me'asore, boho moide, the b'loy kremius iso l'mayla me'yud. This is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. Kofa al piya, nira l'rivo. Now the Rivo is going to say the exact opposite of what Rashi said. Rashi was very careful to say that it is speaking about, that it is not rochevo, because if it would be rochevo, so then shiva umashahu would also be potter, because that is called azrikas harishus. That's why Rashi said it is speaking about it is not rochevo. Taisva says, nira l'rivo, da arochev shishakoi. That the only way we can say lavud is only if this kaveres is rochev shish. We'll see why soon. V'chi'iko shiva umashahu chayev. So now Taisus wants the favor. Ay l'chayre, if it is rochev shish, so here's the shame rishus hayochid. So l'chayre, so we have the same, let's say according to Taisus Lamdus, according to Taisus Lamdus is considered, it was munach b'shus hayochid, so therefore you should be potter, it's considered munach b'shus hayochid. Zorg m'shus hayochid l'shus hayochid, derch shus harab m'is potter. So l'chayre, if it's rochev vav, shiva u'mashu should also be potter, nira l'rivo da rochev shishekoi. Because when the mechitzes will reach the area of Teich Shalosh, ein hamechitzes gevoyes yud. The mechitzes are not gevoyes yud. That means Taisvis holds the only way you say lavud by a mechitze. Lavud was said by mechitzes. When do you say lavud? If after the lavud al koponim it will become a mechitze yud. The sheer mechitze is yud. So if al yedei lavud it will become a mechitze yud, then there was said the halacha of lavud. If after your lavud you will not have a mechitza yud, then it was not said the din of lavud. So memela, now let's see the taisvis. The shemagiyas a mechitza is teich shalosh. If you have the kaveres and you threw it upside down, and the shir of the kaveres is shiva umashu. Is shiva umashu, how big is the mechitza? The mechitza is not shiva umashu, because the shulayim also has a oivi, has a thickness. So memela, when the kaveres is falling down this way, we will assume here we have the mechitzas, so even though the height of the kaveres is shiva umashu, but the mechitza area of the kaveres is not shiva or mashu, because you have to take away the area of the shulayim, which is not mechitza. So let us say for practical purposes, that the, for practical purpose, let us say that the shalayim is 2/5 of a tefa, or a half a tefa. Let us say that for practical purposes. The shalayim is a half a tefa. So if the shalayim is half a tefa, so memele, so the mechitza is around 6.5 tvachim. 6.5 tvachim. So memele, with a shiva, with the pachas mishleisha tvachim, you'll get a little less than 9.5 tvachim. So you'll never create a mechitza asore. So therefore you don't say lovu. That's what Taisva says. The shemegiyas a mechitza is teich sholosh. When the mechitza is will fall teich sholosh, ein a mechitza is gevoya is yud. The mechitza is with the lovu will not become yud. Ah, you have the shulayim. Va'oive ha-shulayim ein mitzvalfim. You cannot say that the thickness of the shulayim, the bottom, now it's upside down, so it's the top of the kaveres, cannot become mitzurit. The be'inen mechitze horoye es aver hakeli shei gavoye yud. In order for something to have a shame mechitze, it has to be surrounding an empty space. Something that is otum, something that is not surrounding anything, that doesn't have a shame mechitze. So therefore, since you do not have a mechitze, which when adding up to lavud, will add up to asore, so there's no din of lavud. So if there's no din of lavud, so you don't have your mechitze asore. So memele, it is not considered that it fell into a reshus sayoch. That is, if it's shivo mashu. Va'af al gav. The heichet the kaveres gavoya yud. So Toshi said, let us go back to the Gemara before. When the kaveres is yud tfochim to, we don't need lovud. Mitztalfin hashulayim liyois al gabay reshus ayochit, ki da oma leel. Then, if it is gavoya yud, we could use the shulayim to make it a reshus ayochit al gabay. That is mamish amir de kedugma to this case of an upside down kaveres. We had an upside down kaveres, so we had by abayish kiruyay mashlimay liyud. We say that on top of the bayis, since there's a goyva yud, and on top of it is a rishus ayochit. So if we have a kaveres that is yud fochim and will fall, so on top of it will be a reshus hayochid. Because there you don't need lovud. Va'avagav deichad the kaveres gevoya yud, mitztalvim ha-shalayim liyes al gabay reshus hayochid. Because you can have yud, you can be mitzarev to make a goyva yud with a mechitza 9 and a kiruy of 1. You can make a goyva of yud. We had yidut chamisha, mechitza chamisha. This is even better. Here you have a mamish eva goyva yud from the outside. Kedom elol gabi bayish ein toicha yud. V'kivin dal gaboy reshus hayochid. So since on top of the kaveres there will be a reshus hayochid, potter hazayrik. The zayrik will be potter. That is if the kaveres is gavoya yud. But in our case, that the keveres is not gavoya yud, mikomokim kivin the ain gavoya yud. In our case, it's not gavoya yud. Elo machmas lovud. The only way we can make a goyva yud is because of the halach of lovud. Ein avir pochis migimul mitzare. We can only say lovud if after the lovud you're going to end up with a mechitza yud. Elam ken yu amechitzes gavoy yishud levad ashulayim. So you can only say lovud if with through the lovud you'll end up with a mechitze. But if the whole height of the kaveres is shiva umashu, and from the shiva umashu we have to deduct the thickness of the shulayim, so it comes out that if you'll say lovud you will not add up to a mechitze shal yud, so then you don't say lovud. The loy amrin in lovud ela b'mechitzes. You only say lovud b'mechitzes. K'depirish b'kuntres. Teida, how do you know you only say lovud by mechitzes? The b'shulayim l'mata loy amrin in lovud. if the Shalayim are lemata, so you don't have a mechitza there, so there's nothing to be meishich. You're only meishich, you only say lovud if you have a mechitza, and through the hamshacha, you'll have a mechitza of yud tvachim, then you say lovud. If after the hamshacha you won't have a mechitza of yud tvachim, you don't say lovud. So the next halacha, shiva umachze, but what if it is shiva umachze? Then it is potter. The shemagiyas ha-mechitza is toich gimel, when the mechitzas will enter, if it's shiva umachze, the shemagiyas ha-mechitza is toich gimel, yesh shem mechitza sasore, yesham mechitza sasore levada shulayim. As long as it's shiva umachze, so a filler will take away the oivi hashalayim. We have enough mechitza to create a mechitza soreh. So then this is a reshus hayochid. So then it is considered that it rested, it became a reshus hayochid, and now we have the same lundis that we had yesterday, that it was zorak mirshus hayochid, L'rshus ha-yochid. So me'mei l'del chashus ha-rabim, but there's no chiyah. V'choshev k'noch bo'is ha-isho. Period. V'shuv einoi mischayev. So now, Tosfos, we spoke about this yesterday. Ay l'choyre, it goes further. It goes further. V'shuv einoi mischayev. He doesn't become a chuyah. Aval gav de la'acha mikan noifel oret. Even while it is falling, so it falls down. Ubotol mi mena reshus hayochid. Venase kemunach reshus haram. Afal pikein, you are not chay. Now, yesterday we explained this halacha according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it's very difficult to understand. According to Tosfos, when the kaveres is falling, so here we have Shiva Umachta. It is Shiva Umachta. So soon as it reaches Toich Gimel La'oretz, we extend the Mechitzas HaKaveretz, and we say it is Noch now, and we consider that this became a Reshus HaYochid, and it is Noch B'Reshus HaYochid. So we say, he threw from a Reshus HaYochid, and it is Noch B'Reshus HaYochid, Derech Reshus HaRabim, he's Potter. Zeirik Meshus HaYochid, Leshus HaYochid, Derech Reshus HaRabim, he's Potter. But if we will hold this matzav a minute, so now at this time, this is Noch B'Reshus HaYochid. It's Noch B'Reshus HaYochid. This is a Reshus HaYochid, it's Noch B'Reshus HaYochid. Now, when it goes further, it is going from a Reshus HaYochid to a Reshus HaRabim. So L'Chayre here is very difficult to understand. So why isn't he chayiv now? This is all his koyach. Just like when we had klute kemisha hunchadomi, the Gemara wanted to say one should be chayiv shtayim. That it went from a reshus hayochid to a reshus harabim, so he made another reshus harabim. Then it's going further, so he's making an akira from a reshus harabim to a reshus hayochid. That means if we assume that there's anoche in between, and everything is coming from his pule, so whatever is continuing to happen is keilu he did it. So l'chayr, according to Tosfos, it's very difficult to understand. As soon as it becomes a reshus hayochid, it's called noch b'reshus hayochid. Now it's noch b'reshus hayochid, now it's going into a reshus harabim. So l'chayr, he should be chayiv, because he was oike from a reshus hayochid to a reshus harabim. Yesterday we explained, according to Rashi, Rashi is speaking about a kaveres that is b'chlal not a reshus hayochid. Rashi is speaking about that it does never reichiv up. So memeiles, according to Rashi, we said, so the matzav now is, it's noch b'reshus harabim, u'me'ugid l'mokim p'tur. So you're taking from a reshus harabim again to a reshus harabim. So there's no meloch involved. But l'chayr, according to Tosfos, if it has a loch of noch b'reshus hayochid, so l'chayre, now, if it was noch b'reshus hayochid, so l'chayre, now you took from reshus hayochid to a reshus harab. Unless we will say that it really wasn't noch b'reshus hayochid, no, but wasn't noch b'shus ayochid because a little was sticking out in the mokim too. But Tosfos doesn't seem to mention this lomdus of Rashi that is sticking out in the mokim too. Tosfos says the p'tur is because it was noch b'shus ayochid. V'choshev kenoch ba'oisei sho, v'reyu reshus ayochid, v'choshev kenoch ba'oisei sho. Tosfos says the p'tur is because it was noch b'shus ayochid. ושוב אין המסחייב, אבל גם דלחם מכאן נויפה לאורץ, ובוטל ממנו רשוס היוחד, ונעשה כמונח בשוס הרב. So we have to understand פשט and Tosfos, why you attack your pot. But Tosfos said it is only speaking about רויכב ווב. אבל אין אי רויכב ווב, but what if it is not רויכב ווב? אפילו זיין ומחצה חייב. ממש פונקט פקרט אנד רשי. If it will not be reiche vov, אפילו זיין ומחצה, you'll be חייב. Why? The law ימרין in לבוד, אלא במחיצס. ומחיצס לא יחשיבי, אלא כשיש שם reiche דלת. אבל כשאין אי reiche דלת, הרי הוא כשאר חפצים דעלמה, ולא ימרין in לבוד. So Tosfos says, the side of Tosfos is that our sugi is telling us we only say lavud if it has a teiras mechitze. A teiras mechitze means there are two tnoim in a mechitze. Number one, it has to al kaponim air up to 10 tfachim. That's tnoi number one. And number two, in order to have a teiras mechitze, it has to surround a reshus, which the minimum size of the reshus should be dalad al dalad. If it is less than dalad al dalad, it doesn't have a teiras mechitze. So kozman, it doesn't have a teiras mechitze, so you can't say lovut. So here we see a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, even though it's not makif arishus of dalad al dalad, it also has a teiras mechitze, and you could say lovut. The mashoyesks Rashi weiter davtes says nitazay, but tovahul after davches. And Tosfos says, in order for it to have a teiras mechitze, it has to surround a reshus not smaller than dalet al dalet, and then you can say love. I evshel lekreimiyeh shel konish layala lamayla miyud, labaye lechoshev kreimis lechoshev agudai b'mokim tu. Abaye does not hold that the kreimiyeh has a chshivis in order that we should consider that the kaveres is ogud b'mokim tu. Now we are more or less finished with this sugya. Now we're starting something new. Omar Ula. Oh, we have to finish Ravashi. Ravashi Omar, afilu shiva umachzo chayev. Ravashi says, afilu, the kaveres is shiva umachzo. So then we had said, if it's shiva umachzo, you can say lovud, and it'll come out that it's meugid. Even if it's shiva or machza, you can say lavud, and it'll come out yopata because it's mugid b'mokim p'tur, or it becomes a reshus ayochid le'taisves. Ravashi says you can't say lavud. My time mechitzos l'soichon asuyos. You need it has to have a shame mechitze in order to say lavud. What is the taich l'soichon asuyos? Rashi says, l'niach behen dvash. The purpose of the mechitzes is that they should hold something. They should hold the vash. V'loi l'koifon klapei mato and make a mechitza of a reshus. It has a different purpose. So since the purpose of this mechitza is not to be mavdul bein a reshuyos, it has a purpose of kibul dvash, so this does not have a teiras mechitza. Hilkach ein kan teiras lovut. Therefore, you did not say lovut. Amar Ule, a new gemara now. Amud tisha b'reshus harabim. If a person is walking in the reshus harabim, and in the middle of the reshus harabim, there's a amud, there's a pole, that is 9 tfochim tall. B'reshus harabim. So l'chayre, if you have an obstacle in the reshus harabim, l'chayre, this makim does not have a teiras reshus harabim. It's l'chayre, it's chaylik reshus b'fnei atzmai. The makim ha'omud is not a makim drises harabim. So l'chayre, this makim should not have a shame reshus harabim. But v'rabim mechatvin olav. But this amud has is a shimush to the bnei reshus harabim. When they are walking in the reshus harabim, and they're carrying peklach on their shoulders, so this amud is very convenient. They can rest the peklach on the amud and adjust the peklach, and so this amud is mishamish the hiluch harabim. So Ule comes and tells us a chiddush, that something in the Rishus HaRabim that is a shimush shel Hilchei HaRabim also gets a halacha of Rishus HaRabim. Since this is a essential chelik of the Rishus HaRabim needs this amud, so this amud has a halacha of Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, Vizorak, if a person threw something, he was oike something from the Rishus HaRabim, balad amis away, v'noch al gabo, and there was noch on top of the amud, chayiv, so he's chayiv, because the top of the amud has a halach of Rishus HaRabim. My time, eh? So Ula explains as follows. Pachais mishloishe medres dorsi. If this amud would be less than 3 tvachim, so it's mamish, Rishus HaRabim. People walk over it. They don't walk around it. Medres Dorsi LeRabim. Mishloi Shavatisha. If this Amud would be 3 tvachim till 9 tvachim, Loi Medres Dorsi Le. So this is a obstacle in the Rishus HaRabim. People will not walk over it because it's too tall. They'll walk around it. V'loi Ksuvi Mechatvi. And people will not adjust their peklach on this Amud either. Why? Because it's too short. So Memela, so this is a sore thumb in the Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't contribute to the Rishus HaRabim. It takes away from the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, this Amud is Chaylik Rishus B'fnei Atzmoy. If it'll be Dalad al Dalad, it'll be a Kalmelis. If it will be less than Dalad al Dalad, it'll be a Mokim Ptur. Because this Amud, if it is from 3 to 9, is takes away from the Rishus HaRabim. But Tisha, but what if the Amud is 9 tvachim, Machlokes HaRishonim, if Davke 9 tvachim, or 9 to 10 is also good. Rashi seems to say Davke 9 tvachim. Vadai mechatvin ilave. This is an ideal Amud for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. They can adjust their peklach on this Amud. So since this serves a purpose for the Rishus HaRabim, it has a halacha of Rishus HaRabim. And if a person was zayrik olav, it's kilu zorak on the Rishus HaRabim, because this is ilchis Rishus HaRabim. Let us see Rashi. Tisha davke nokat. So Rashi says the word Tisha is bediuk. The chazi lechtufei. This is the ideal height lichtufe, the einai loy gavoya veloy namuch. It is not too tall, it is not too short. Chayr, it's very modern to understand. I mean, people walking in the Rishus HaRabim are different heights. So lechayr, the convenience of kitav lechayr is totally who's carrying the package. It's very interesting. Loy rebos. Yeah, but Kaponim Rashi says it seems this is the ideal height for kitov for everyone, and taller or shorter, that is not royal kitov. V'zorak mitchilas dalid l'soiv dalid, and a person was zorik mitchilas dalid l'soiv dalid. Is some amelus? He said he's chayiv mechat v'yalave, because this amud is used to adjust the packages. V'kiven the tzorich l'rabim. Since the Rabim need it, Rishus HaRabim. So this becomes part of the Rishus HaRabim. Then Rashi throws in 4 words, Bein Rochov, Bein Kotzer. Now it doesn't matter the width of this Amud. It could be Rochov, it could be Kotzer. So the Pashtus Rashi is telling us that in the Shimush of Kituv, there's a height that is necessary in order to enable kitov. But the reichev, this is not necessary to have a reichev. It could be wide, it could be short, whatever size it is in the reichiv, it does its purpose, that it is convenient to adjust the packages with this omud. So memeile, so therefore it has a din reshus harab. Now the problem is a different problem. If Rashi, Poshet Rashi is saying, Poshet Rashi is saying that this omud, that Ula said, if a person will be Zayrik Olav, Yerachayev, so this omud is Bein Rochov, Bein Kotzer. Since Rabbi Mechatve Yelave, so it doesn't matter the width of the omud. So the Rashba asks Akasha and Rashi, good. In shame, Rishus Arabim, I'll agree with you. It's called Rishus Arabim. But how could one be chayiv if it was noch? And the Omud Kotzer, we learned that hanoch has to be alamokim dalet al dalet. So tak, it's Rishus Arabim, but it has to be dalet al dalet. This kasha, the Rashba asks on Rashi. The Rashba answers, the Rashba says as follows, that if something has a shimush choshuv, so even though it is not dalid al dalid, it has, it's ke'ilu, it is dalid al dalid. Let me tell you the lashon of the Rashba. The kivin, the mishum, the mechatfi, since people use this omud to adjust the packages, mashvi lei reshus harab, this makes it a reshus harab. V'derech ha-mechatfin lechatef, afo pishen bo dalet. That means, for kituf, you don't need dalet. Why don't you need dalet? L'fishen minichem shom asom. If they would put the peklach down, you would zichen need dalet, because less than dalet is going to fall down. But they don't leave the peklach on the omud. They're just leaning on this omud in order to adjust the peklach. So what it is oimed for? Harei hu mokim choshuv v'roi l'tashmishoy. So this has a chashivis, and for the shimush, it is oimed for. It's sufficient. So the Rashba says, he said, we had a Gemara before. Yodei shalodom is choshev kedal dal dalet. Lefishe dalkom shobne yodom lahamit kileim bideim. People put the kalim in the hand. So it seems the Rashba means to say, when we learned the Gemara, we learned the Gemara, we accepted it like a paradume. But the Gemara says, Yodei shel Odom kedalet dal dalet. Really, the Yad HaOdom is not dalet dalet, and the size is less than dalet dalet. A person will not leave a keli in a Yad, because it's too small. A person will hold a keli in a Yad, but he won't be meniach a keli in the Yad. So the Rashba says the Gemara was machadish, but since this Yad has a shimush shuva, people put kelim in Yadayim to hold it there, not to be meniach, but lahamit kleim bideim. So memeila, since it has a shimush choshu, so this mokim is equivalent to dalet al dalet. This has a cheshivis. So memeila, the Rashba says, in the same vein, an omud also has a cheshivis. This is a cheshivis for smiche, this has a cheshivis for hamode, but since it is a mokim choshu, so we don't anymore need the shear of dalet al dalet. This is how the Rashba explains Shitas Rashi. It's a moire de kechidish. The Raive thinks sich klar with Rashi. The Raive says yizichen ni dalet al dalet. The Rambam holds like Rashi. Al koponim, so this is a chidish that Rashi threw into the Gemara, that even though the omud is not dalet al dalet, and he was meniach on the omud, he'll be chayiv. So this halacha applies by omud. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Omalei Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Gumo mai. What will be the halacha if you have in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim, you have a gumo, you have a hole, you have a ditch? So it seems the Guma, we'll see from Rashi, the Guma also had a purpose for the Bnei Rishus Harab. Sometimes they wanted to be Matzniya their Chafetzim, so if there was a Guma in the Rishus Harabim, they would put their Chafetzim in the Guma. So Guma, that was the Shaila. Does a Guma have the same Aloche like an Omud? Just like an Omud, even though it is not a Mokim Hiluch Harabim. But since it is a Mokim Shimush Harabim, it has a Shem Rishus Harabim. Guma, what will be the din by Guma? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Guma Amuka Tes. Rashi was a stickler. That the Gemara means Guma, the same depth like the height of an Omud. Bye. So Rashi says, Gabi Rishus HaYochid HaSore, when we were learning about Hilchis Rishus HaYochid, Tanya La'el, Oim Ka Ki Goiva, we learned that depth creates a Rishus HaYochid, just like height creates a Rishus HaYochid. Diktani, we learned in the Dalad Rishu Yais, Charitz Omik Yud, Verochav Dalad Rishus HaYochid. We learned just like an Omud, a Gedel Gevoya Yud, Verochav Dalad Rishus HaYochid, Hu adin acherit amek yud v'rochav dal rishus hayochid. Hochemai. So now the Gemara asks, what'll be now in rishus harabim? I amrinin. Do we say, mon chibay b'nei rishus harabim chafetzim shebiyodom. Adra hodri vasi derech shom v'shok lilei. People also will put down chafetzim in a gume that omuk tes. The rabbim needs these holes. They use the holes. They mishtamish with the holes. Hilkach rishus harabim hu. Other option ain't. Maybe there's a chilik between an omud and a gumim. Agav uche, the Ramban explains shitas Rashi. We'll see that the machlekes harishayim Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds davke tes. Davke if it's omuk tes. What if it's omuk ches? So, Rashi, there's no shaila. It's zicha not a rishus harabim. Only if it's omuk tes. So the Ramban explains why, because when you stick something into a gume, the rishus harabim, you have to make sure it doesn't stick out of the rishus harabim. So it seems the packages that they used to carry in those days, again, omuk tes was very good. I was able to stick it down, put it into this gume, it would not stick out. If it will stick out and the behemoth walked by it, I'm ruining the package. The oimik test was an ideal depth for shimur sharabim. So that was the shayla. Omalei abayil Rav Yosef guma mai. Omalei, so Rav Yosef said, v'chein begume. Same thing. What is the difference, the shimush of kituf or the shimush of hatzno? It's fakert, it is a shimush of bnei reshus harabim. Even though it is not a mokim shel hiluch l'shus harabim, afal pikem it has a shem reshus harabim. That's what Rav Yosef said. Rava Omar, Rava said, beguma loy. A guma does not have a shem reshus harabim. My time, tashmish al yedei adchak loy shmei tashmish. This is not a convenient shimush, is memele, is it doesn't, so therefore, this doesn't give it a shem rishus harabim. Others want to say that this rove stims with before Dav Zayin Omid Beis. We had the same type of machloikis, churei rishus harabim. Does it have a din of a rishus harabim? And their rove also said lav ki rishus harabim. And rove held because it's also a shimush al yedei atchak. These shimushim are being matzniya and achur. Being matzniya in a gume, these are not easy shimushim. It's a memela. This is a shimush ayedei atchak loish mei tashmish. So this is not considered a tashmish of the bnei rishus harab. Eis ve'ravad ba'masna l'rove. We learned as follows: hoisa kuposa imunachas b'rishus harab. If a person had a kupa is a keli, which was munach b'shus harabim, gavoya asor urechov dalid. This kupa mistama was a square keli. So it is Kaboya Asara, Urechava Dalit, and this Reichiv Dalit. So Memela, this is a Rishus HaYochid. He put it down in the Rishus HaRabim, so this is not a Rishus HaYochid. Eim etalpulim loim itoicho l'Rishus HaRabim, v'loim Rishus HaRabim l'soicho. One is not permitted to take out of this kupe into the Rishus HaRabim, because he's taking from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRabim, v'loim Rishus HaRabim l'soicho. He's not to put into it from the Rishus HaRabim, because he's taking from Rishus HaRabim and putting it into a Rishus HaYochid. Pachais mikan, what is if this kupa is not 10 tfachim tall? It is 9 tfachim tall. Metaltalim, then one is permitted to take out from the kupa into the Rishus HaRabim and from the Rishus HaRabim into the kupa. Before we go further, let us see the time of this halacha. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Ein metaltelen da havi rishus hayochid la'atzmo. This kupe is a rishus hayochid. Pachis mikan oy begoiva oy beroichav. What if it is not ten tfachim, it is nine tfachim, or it's not dalad al dalad metaltelen. Bim taima fakt Rashi pachis miyud. If it is not ten tfachim, it is nine tfachim. Rechove dalet kalmalisi. So this is a kalmalis. So why does the Baraisa say one is permitted to take out of the kupin into the Rishus HaRabim, with the Rabbanan should be yosa? So Rashi says, loibin omud, that is ches tfachim high in the Rishus HaRabim. So this is not a keli. So we consider the omud as a Rishus. It will be dalet al dalet and ches tfachim high. But since this is a keli, so now the Rabbonon should say it's not a keli. We're making from a keli, ois keli, we're making it for a reshus. So if it is a reshus, we're not doing anything. The metzius is, it's a reshus, it's not a keli. But if it is less than yutfachim, it does never shame reshus min ha-teire. So the Rabbonon didn't give a keli a teire's reshus. So mamele, This is shita. So therefore, a keli does not have a shame kamalis. That is the halacha by a kupa. Now the beraisa continues. V'chein begume. The same halacha applies by a gume. So let us try to figure out what is the Tana telling us. The Tana is telling us, L'chayre, he told us two halachas by a kupa. One halacha by a kupa, he told us if the kupa is yud tfachim, it is a rishus hayochid, and one is not permitted to take out from the kupa to the rishus harabim. If it is nine tfachim, then one is permitted to take out. Then, if it is nine tfachim, then one is permitted to take out. Because it's ein kamalis, it's ein kamalis bekeila. V'chein begume. So the Tana is telling us that a gume has the same halacha. The gume has a same halacha that nine tfachim is the same halacha like a kupa. My lav aseife lo yareish. Let us see Rashi. My love, hi v'chein, aseifa namikoi. The poches mikain metal talachatchila. That less than 10 tfachim, in other words, 9 tfachim, one will be permitted. Just like by a kupe, that is 9 tfachim. One is permitted to take out from the kupe to the rishus harabim. There the lomdus is because ain't kamlus bekeilim. So it's considered, they say, it's a din of a mokim ptur, and one is permitted to take out. So by a gume, that is nine tfachim, one is also permitted to take out from the gume into the rishus harabim. Now, a gume is not a keli. Now, if a gume would have a shame kamalis, then a gume would be also to take out from the gume to the rishus harabim. And if the Tana is telling us, that one is permitted to take out from a guma to the Rishus HaRabim, the only way we could understand this is because we are speaking about a guma that is 9 tefachim deep, and we hold like Rav Yosef that a guma that is 9 tefachim deep has a shame Rishus HaRabim on it, because the Bnei Rishus HaRabim are mishtamish with this guma latzniach heftzom there. So therefore, one is permitted to take out from a guma test to the Rishus HaRabim. If we would say like Rava, that Rava holds that a guma does not have a shame Rishus HaRabim on it, so then it would be also to take out from the guma to the Rishus HaRabim, because you're taking out from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim. Now the Beraisa said that the same halacha that applies by a kupa applies by a guma. And the Gemara learns that just like by a kupa test, one is permitted to take out to the Rishus HaRabim, who adin a guma test, one is also permitted to take out to the Rishus HaRabim. So that's a raya to Rav Yosef and Akasha and Rove. Because according to Rove, a guma test is a karmelis. And one shouldn't be permitted to take out from the guma to the Rishus HaRabim. My love a seife. So it's a kasha and rove. So the Gemara says, loy a reisha. It is only going on the reisha. Loy a reisha. So Rashi says, it's only the v'chein agum is going, agum, that's omok yud, has a din of rishus ha-yochid. Loy a reisha, agvoye yud, urechove dalet, tahave rishus ha-yochid, ktoni, v'chein begume. Let us see Taisvis. Omalei v'chein begume. So this is going that a guma, Rav Yosef answered Abaye v'chein begume. A guma test is a din of Rishus HaRabim. Nuchal loima the v'chein begume. That what he said v'chein begume. Hainu kloima. Afilu namuch test. Even though the guma is test tefachim deep. Have a Rishus HaRabim, it has a shame Rishus HaRabim, the Mechatvim bo yedei hatchak. Taisus learns what seemed that the shimush of the gume is kitov, not hatzno. The cholshkein, the Rambins of Ben Yonison, used to walk down into the gume and adjust the packages by standing in the gume and adjusting it on the kakois of the Rishus HaRabim. Taisus says a psaloshin kitov. So Taisus wants to learn whatever the shimush of a gume is, that's afilu test tefachim. V'cholshkein poches mitisha. Less than 10 tefachim, Taisus dingsach with Rashi. Rashi said nafke 9 tefachim. And Taisus says, afilu 9 tefachim is a mokim shimush al rabim. Less than 9 tefachim is zicha mokim shimush al rabim. It's easier to be mishtamish with a gume that is not so deep. And Taisa brings a raya now from the makshin. The kamar abraise the maisi my love v'chein beguma seife. Mashme the chol poches miyud metalfulim kemoi bekupim. When the Gemara learned that it's going on the seife, so the Gemara said, whatever halacha applies by a kupa, applies by a guma. Now, by a kupa, the halacha is, if the kupa will be 8 tefachim tall, you could also take out from the kupa to the Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because ein karmelis bekelim. So who adin a guma that will be 8 tefachim deep, also one will be able to take out from the guma to the Rishus HaRabim. So we see a guma that is 8 tefachim deep, is also considered a shimush al rabim, not the way Rashi said that the whole shaila of a guma was only if it had an exact depth of 9 tefachim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Eisvei. We learned in the Baraisa as follows. Niskaven lishbois b'rishus al rabim. A person wanted to be kaine shvise b'rishus al rabim. There's a loche of a ruvi tchumim. The loch of Erev Tchumim is that a person has alpayim amo from where he was shavis in Shabbos. That is the Tchum Shabbos. Wherever a person is shavis in Shabbos, so he can go in any direction from the Mokim Ashvise Alpayim Amo. It means a radius of Alpayim Amo, he can go in any direction. What if a person wants to go to an area that's more than Alpayim Amo for where the Mokim Shvise is? So he makes an Erev Tchumim. So that means, let's say if he really is Shavis over here, so he only has till here, these are his Alpayim Amo. What if he wants to go here on Shabbos? So he makes an Erev, he puts an Erev Tchumim over here in this Mokim. So then we consider in Lomdis that the Mokim Shvise is here. So we'll have we'll measure the Alpayim Amo from the Mokim Hanoches HaErev, and that'll have Alpayim Amo L'chol Tzad. That is the Lomdis of an Erev Tchumim. So now, the Baraisa says as follows, Niskaven Lishbois B'Rishus HaRabim. A person wanted to be Koinish Shvise in the Rishus HaRabim. So the way one is Koinish Shvise is he puts down a machel there, And in that machal is the remainder of Bein Hashemoshis, and we consider the Mokim Shepita Isham, Dirasa Isham, so it's considered that's where he was Kainish Vise, and that is his Mokim Ashvise, and we measure Alpayim Amo from that point. Niskaven Lishbois Birshus Harabin. If a person wanted to be Kainish Vise in a Rishus Harab, Vehiniach Eiruvai Biboir. And he wanted that the Erev should be in a safe place, so put in the Rishus HaRabim, ich weiß, the behemoth which will pass by in the Rishus HaRabim, they'll lead up the Erev, das teut doch nicht. So the Niyuch, so here that Einfall, there was a boil right next to the place where he wanted to be Koinish Wiese, the Niyuch Eruve beboil. So he put the Erev in the boil. So the Braise says as follows, Mle Mailo Miyutvochem, if the Erev is l'mayla miyutvachim, we'll see clear what this means in a minute, Eruvei Erev. L'mata miyutvachim, ein Eruvei Erev. So the Gemara says, what does he mean over here? Heichidom. First, let's figure out how deep this boir is. Heichidom. Ilei mebeboir de'is be'asoro. If we're speaking about the boir has asoro tvachim, if the boir has a sorot for him, so the boir is a rishus ayochid. Ulemailo, so what does it mean, lemailo miyut for him? The daloi voisve, he put it on top of the boir. He put it not outside of the boir, it's still in the koisle haboir. Others say he put it into a chur that opens up into the boir. It's lemailo miyut for him from the kakois haboir, but it is in the boir. Bekitza, he put it in the boir that is a rishus ayochid. Ulamato de tatoi vioisve, you put it towards the bottom of the boil. So then the Gemara says, so then it's very schwer. Mali lamailo, mali lamato, who cares where he put the Erev, but the Erev was in a Rishus HaYochid. He wants to be Kainish Vise in a Rishus HaRabim, so there's no such Erev. Hu bemokeim echot, ve'iru ve'bemokeim achel. One is only Koinish Vise if we say that he wants to be Koinish Vise b'mokim she'iruba isham, so that's his mokim shvise. But if he wants to be Koinish Vise in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Erev he put into a Rishus HaYochid, and he can't take out from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, so then the Erev is not chal. So if we are speaking about a boyer that is omuk yud, so the Barais is very difficult to understand. What's the chilek? If lamaila or lamato? Wherever the Erev is, he can't get to it in Shabbos, where he wants to be Koinish Vise, so it shouldn't help. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Niskaven lishbois b'rshus harabim. Hama'arev eruvei tchumim. If a person makes eruvei tchumim, eruvei koineloish visosai sham. So the Erev is kinder for him, that is his Mokim Shvise, that is where he is resting on Shabbos. Sheyuchal leilech misham, l'chol ruach alpayim. He can go alpayim l'chol ruach. Ke'ilu shavasham, it's ke'ilu he was shavis there, V'tzorech sheyiskaven liknoi shvisosei. But the halacha is, he can only be koine shvise b'mokoim sheyochel lechel shom eruva. He can only be koine shvise if in this place he could eat his eret. In lo yeroitzei la'ochle, if he had wanted to eat it, he could have eaten it. Shemitoich kach mo'yeloi eruvei liknoi shvise. That's the whole lomdus of the kinyan eret. The mokim pita goyrim, wherever his passes, that's his mokim shvise. The hosam shayichinish, that's where he is. He's nigrar acham mokim pita. Ba'af al pishu b'soyche irkshikidishayim, even though b'shasa became Shabbos, he wasn't anywhere in this area. He was in the city, but al koponim, we say his mokim shvise is where his passes. But that is only if he was able to eat, he was able to eat the Erev, b'mokim who wants to be Shavis. Kasal kadaitach, l'mayla miyutzvachim eluvei Erev. Kasal kadaitach, the yochel itloi b'Shabbos. The Gemara held, he can take it in Shabbos to the mokim shvise. Ve'inei mebeberdis beyud omoik, if we're speaking about a bird that is 10 tefachim deep, u'mayla mayla de daloi v'yois v'sheigviye v'niche l'mayla miyud mikako ishe shel boer. It is higher than Yutzfachim, the Kakoi shall boy. O my Lamata Tatoi Vyois, Vishishpila Vinich Lamata, Miyudatachtoinim, Amai Eruve Erev, Reha Boy Rishus Ayochidu, Misvas Ognoy Lamata. The whole boy is the Rishus Ayochid. Vachol Shem Munach boy, Bishus Ayochidu, Munach. Whatever is lying in the boy, doesn't matter what height or what depth is lying in the Rishus Ayochid. Vikivin Diniskavin Shetashvi Sosai Birshus Arabim. And he wanted to be koinish v'isa b'shus ha-rabin. V'loi hiniach eruvay al sfas ha-bir. And the Erev did not put outside of the bir. Nimtza, so how could it help? Hu b'mokei mecha. He wants to be koinish v'isa in one place. V'eruvay b'mokei mecha. And he put the Erev in a second place. V'niyoche lo hitziyoi m'shus ha-yochid l'shus ha-rabim lo'ichloi. Where he wants to be koinish v'isa, it is impossible for him to be able to eat the Erev. So m'meila, we cannot say that this boyer is 10 tefachim deep. Yeah. So what do yeah. So the elolav b'boyer de les be'asov. So we have to say that it's speaking about a boyer de les be'asov. Uktonei eruvei erev. That is pshat l'maylo miyut. L'maylo miyut tfochim means that the boyer does not have an amkis of yut. It is 9 tfochim. So memele, so then it has a din of rishus harabim according to Rav Yosef. So memele, we have a riot to Rav Yosef and Akash Avrovim. That's the Gemara's kash. El alav abayir, the last bayir. So that's the title of my lamayud. Uktan yiru v'yayir. Alma tashmish hayidei atchak shmei tashmish. So we see this is a raya to Abaye, to Rav Yosef, and Abaye who holds like Rav Yosef, that tashmish hayidei atchak shmei tashmish. Let us see Rashi. El alav haylamay lamayud diktoni bebayir, the last bayir. We're speaking about a boil that is not omekut. V'hochi kama. Im kako isoy shel boil lemata miyu. Davi abel chalola yu davi rishus ayochit. Ein eru v'yerev. Kol mokim shunach sham. Wherever he'll put the erev, it doesn't help. The im kako isoy shel boil lemailo miyu. Davi le chalola ypochas meyasorem. That the chalal habir is less than 10 tefachim. Eru v'y, eru. L'choshim leikim munach bekalmulis. It's not considered munach bekalmulis. Alma, tashmish l'rabim choshim lei. Thou what the rabim are mishtamish with this boil that is 9 tefachim deep, that is machshivit that makes it for a reshus harabim. So we see a gume is equivalent to an omud and a raya to Rav Yosef. Nakash an rov. So Rav has said two terutzim. Zimne mishanilei. Sometimes Rav has said a teretz, hu ve'eruvei bekarmelis. That what the Baraisa says, niskaven lishbois bershus harabim, does not mean that he wanted to be kainish vise bershus harabim. It means he wanted to be kainish vise in the karmelis.
Vamai.
Huve bekamelus. So memele, the gum is also a kamelus. So everything is a kamelus. So memele, so it's possible to take out from the gume into the kamelus.
Vamai korile rishus harabim.
So why does the Braisa call the rishus harabim? Visha ain't a rishus hayochid. It's not a rishus hayochid, so he calls it a rishus harabim. But we have to take the word rishus harabim with a grain of salt.
Vizimni mishanilei.
In another time, Rabbi said a different teretz on this kasha. Hu birshus harabim veiruvi bekamlos. No, we'll talk and say rishus harabim is dafke. And the erev, which is in the gume. And the gume is less than 10 tvochim, is 9 tvochim, is taka kamlos.
Aye. So how is it kaine, you have to have hu veiruvi bemokim echad.
The Rebbe he. And the Baraisa goes according to Rebbe. What is Rebbe? The Omar Rebbe said, "Kol davar shehu mishum shvus, legozru olav bein hashmoshes." That the emison, when is the erev koine? The erev is koine bein hashmoshes. So bein hashmoshes, it has to be possible for the one who wants to be koine shvise in the rishus harabim to be able to eat his erev. So since the kinyan of the Erev has to be Bein HaShmoshes, so Bein HaShmoshes, it is possible to take out the Erev from the boyer, which is the Kamelus, and eat it in the Rishus HaRabim. Because Rebbe holds Bein HaShmoshes, they were not Geyser and Issur Shvus. Let us see what Rashi has to say. So Rashi says as follows. Hu ve'eruvai bekamelus. The first teretz that Rav had said was hu ve'eruvai bekamelus. Kegoin. Shahoya boir ze bebike. The boir was in a bike. V'niskaven lish bois al sfosoi. O boir nami kivndulei omik yud. It's also a kamelus. Vabai korilei niskaven lish bois boshus haram. Because this mokim is not a reshus hayochid. What does that mean? The ilu have a high boir bechotzer. If this boir would have been bechotzer, after the omek yuderu veyere, because the chotzer is also a reshus hayochid. Now, since the karmelis is not a reshus hayochid, that's because of reshus harabim, so therefore it is impossible for him to take it out from the boir into. So therefore, dafka boir tes is muter. A boir yud would be yosa, because then it would be a rishus hayochid.
Vizimni mishani lei, rishus harabim, dafka ktoni.
Rishus harab means taket only a rishus harab. Uboir shuhu poches miyud, kamelus haboy. And this is taka, kamelus, kedamrinen. The loishmei tashmish, tashmish adeat chak loishmei tashmish, does not have a din of a rishus harab. Ude kashelach, you have a problem. Heichi motzi mafiklei. Al kochach kni yisayre bein hashmoshes isha. The whole, when is a person koine shvise bein hashmoshes? Kshekidish hayoim. Vu sofik yoim sofik laila. This man is sofik yoim sofik laila. Ve rebi hi. And it is going according to Rebbe. Doma be'erevin. The shvus shegozru chachomim b'yisurei Shabbos. Le'gozro le'elo b'shabes. The Shavuos is only also b'shabes. Vaday, v'loy bein ha'shmoshes. Hilkach, mikalmeles l'shus ha'rabim, Shavuos ba'almu. This whole thing is only a Shavuos. U'bein ha'shmoshes roi litroi misham, u'loich loi. Lefichach, kona erov. Therefore, the erov is kaina.